Joe Lisi is joining us right now to talk about the bowl games for this weekend. He is a college football analyst. You can hear him on the Fantasy Sports Network and, of course, a VSiN contributor. What's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
Hi, guys. How are you? The college football playoff on the line tomorrow night. It doesn't get better than this.
Yeah, we were just talking about, let's start with the Oklahoma and Alabama game. Bama favored by 14, and you know, the big question is, can this Oklahoma defense slow down Alabama's offense? What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, that's the matchup to play out. I mean, you look at Alabama. I mean, over the course of the last 3 years, they're 26-1 against the SEC and have won those 26 games by 27.5 points per game. But I look at this Oklahoma defense, guys. I mean, they're giving up 291 passing yards per game. They're negative 2 in turnover margin. And more importantly, can't generate a pass rush. I think the physicality of Alabama is too much. I think they win this game by 17 points or more.
You know, Joe, I hear what you're saying, but do you think that the fact that Oklahoma's got a quarterback that can throw the ball, they've played two quarterbacks this year with a pulse. Jake Fromm, it was a tight game, and then Drew Locke had a good game in the first half, but Missouri doesn't have the talent that Oklahoma has. The offensive line of Oklahoma, one of the best in college football, and they can really run the ball effectively, and I don't think they've seen anybody that can simulate the speed of Kyler Murray at quarterback. I think the Alabama defense map against this OU offense.
Well, that's the up, Amal. I mean, we've seen mobile quarterbacks give Alabama problems. Deshaun Watson was the last quarterback to do that. Johnny Manziel in the past, even Chad Kelly. The one thing that you'll have to challenge Alabama is you have to attack them vertically on seam routes, on dig patterns, just the way Jake Fromm did. If you attack them on hitches or slants, that's going right into Alabama's strength. But here's what I look at when I break down both teams. I mean, Alabama, their 13 wins this year have come against opponents with a combined overall record of 80-67. That's a 544 winning percentage. On the flip side, you look at Oklahoma, their 12 wins have come against opponents with a combined overall record of 71-63. That's right in the area of about 529%. Now, you look at all four teams in the college football playoff. They are a combined 23-1 on the road or on a neutral field site. You look at Alabama, they're 6-0 and have won those six games by 33.1 points per game. The one team that has played down to the level of competition and has lost on the road is Oklahoma. That's 48-45, but their margin of victory on a neutral field site or on the road is only 11 points per game. I think the physicality to me of Alabama, if they are able to wear down and run the football early on, it's going to be a long day. And let's keep in mind as well, the Rose Bowl in the second half, Lincoln Riley got out-coached by Kirby Smart. If they start slow in this ballgame, I think it's lights out for Oklahoma.
All right, let's jump to Notre Dame and Clemson. Clemson favored by 11 in this spot at open, and it has bounced around. Clemson certainly getting some betting attention at the window. Total here is much lower. It's at 55.5, but right now, as we sit here at the South Point, Clemson 12-point favorites, Vinny.
Yeah, and go ahead, Joe. My question for you, Joe, is there starting to see some 11.5s out there? And remember, at one point, as you saw, and you follow the wagering and the movement, got as high as 13.5. Are you surprised? And do you agree with the move to Notre Dame here plus the points?
Well, I think you're seeing. I mean, Clemson over the last 8 weeks of the season, Vinny, their eight games, 38.2 points per game, just dominated the competition. And you look at their 13 wins out of all four college football playoff teams, they have the best winning percentage of their combined opponents, 93-67, which is a 581 winning percentage. On the flip side, Notre Dame is only in the area of 78-69, which is a 530 winning percentage. But the loss of Dexter Lawrence, to me, is going to be key to this defensive line, and more importantly, the ability for Notre Dame to football with Dexter Williams. That's what they want to do. They want to work off for play action with Ian Book. And I look at the matchup as well against Clemson's smaller defensive backs. You look at guys like Alize Mack, you look at Chase Claypool, and you look at Miles Boykin. All three of those wide receivers in the tight end are 6'5 and 6'6 recently. I think they can create jump ball opportunities, especially in red zone type of plays. And that's why I think Notre Dame has an advantage. Coupled with the fact as well, I mean, Brett Venables want to rotate defense alignment in to keep those guys fresh. That's what they do, along with Alabama, better than anybody. Without Dexter Lawrence, his ability the crowd running lanes will not allow those linebackers to fill running gaps, and that's where I think Notre Dame has an advantage now prior to the Dexter Lawrence suspension.
Joe, I was going to ask you, we got the three other games tomorrow. I mean, obviously, those are the focus of the bowl games because there's so much at stake. There's three other games tomorrow, Arkansas State, Nevada. Nevada now a favorite, depending on where you're looking. It's bounced back and forth. Florida, Michigan, a lot of players not playing. They opened as 7-point favorites, sitting at 6 and going lower. And then, of course, South Carolina, Virginia, and South Carolina getting the betting attention here as well. Of those three games, or do you have a little soundbite from your perspective on all three?
Yeah, I mean, the one game out of all three of those games that stands out to me that I like the best out of everyone is Virginia catching the points against South Carolina. Debo Samuel, the wide receiver, is out for that matchup. So that's going to put a lot of pressure on Jake Bentley and that offense that's averaging 277 passing yards to stretch Virginia's defense vertically. But you look at Bronco Mendenhall in year number two, he's coached that talent up. I mean, they're a very disciplined defense, only allowing 180 passing yards per game, and they're plus one in turnover margin. And when you look at South Carolina, their inability to force turnovers this year and run the football consistently is why I like Virginia. Virginia does have a solid mobile quarterback in Bryce Perkins. He's completing around 63% passes. Jordan Ellis is a solid running back. I think Virginia is able to wear down South Carolina. I think they win the game. I took them already. I think they're a live dog in this matchup.
Joe, I completely agree with you. I think Perkins' mobility is being completely overlooked. South Carolina defensively has tons of deficiencies. The time you mentioned Samuel being out, I think it's going to be a big blow. In the Pac-12, between the Pac-12 and the Big Ten in the Rose Bowl, Washington comes in as a 6.5-point dog. How do you see this game playing out? Look, to me, I think Washington is being completely overlooked and disrespected. They have a terrific team. The only negative with them, to me, is Jake Browning.
Yeah, great point, Amal. I mean, this is my best bowl pick for the season. I really like Washington in this matchup. You look at Ohio State, I know the last game for Urban Meyer to send them out in style, but you look at their 12 wins this year. It's come against opponents with a combined overall record of 75-82. That's a 477 winning percentage. And I broke down the statistics. Ohio State entering this ballgame is rushing for 175 yards per game. They're also giving up 160 on the ground to opposing offenses. That is the worst effort offensively and defensively, running the football and stopping the run for Ohio State since prior to 2009. That's a long time. And when you look at Washington, they lost three games by a total of 10 points. Their nine wins have come against opponents with a combined overall record of 50-47. That's a 515 winning percentage. This secondary can play man-to-man coverage against Paris Campbell on crossing routes. They're only giving up 185 passing yards per game. They've only allowed 9 passing touchdowns all season long. And I look for Miles Gaskin to have a big day. Washington's averaging 179 rushing yards per game. I think their offensive line wears down Ohio State. I'm calling for a 7-point victory. I think it's high scoring, though. 37-30, Washington over OSU in this matchup.
Other than that pick between Arkansas State and Nevada tomorrow at Open, the only other game that is a field goal or less is this matchup between Michigan State and Oregon. So Oregon favored by 2.5 at opening this one, total sitting at 8 when the betting action began. How do you see that one going? Is it going to be that close?
If Oregon jumps up early, it's going to be lights out for Michigan State. I mean, I think it's a contrast in styles, and I'm really intrigued to see which team could dictate tempo. You look at Herbert coming back, you know, for his senior year, but I haven't seen a quality road win for Oregon this year. They couldn't knock off Shelley and Utah on the road with a backup quarterback. They failed in other spots this year. So this is going to be a tall order against a very physical offense and defensive line in Michigan State. Number one in FBS, giving up 81 rushing yards per game. I still like the physicality of Michigan State overall in this ballgame. They're only averaging 122 rushing yards per game, but I think they're able to run the football and wear down a smaller defensive front in Oregon. I think it's close early, but in the end, I think Mark D'Antonio and the crew do get a 10-point win over the Ducks in this ballgame.
On social media, at Go for the Two. Joe, thanks so much for the insight today, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Anytime, guys. Happy New Year. Love the show.
Talk to
Take
you soon.
Take care, Joe. Thanks.
Chris Andrews is going to join us in studio next. We're going to go down the NBA and NHL slate for tonight. This is My Guys in the Desert on VSiN. We're coming right back.
It's My Guys in the Desert with Brent Musburger, only on the Vegas Stats and Information Network. Keep up to date with everything in the world of sports going online at vsin.com.